Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. It is another day at the table for the LIRR unions and the MTA, with Saturday's strike deadline inching closer. All the latest developments now with 1010 Winds' Glenn Shuck.
There are some developments this morning. Newsday is reporting that the MTA is backing off work rule concessions and had been insisting during these negotiations. And that's a pretty big deal. General Lieber has repeatedly been saying,
this would be crazy for these unions to go on strike and hurt their workers.
But the unions don't appreciate those comments, according to Gil Lang, the chairman of the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen. He talks about the MTA's offer of a 3% raise with a lump sum payment mixed in.
We all know that lump sum payments are one-time payments. We're not looking for one-time payments. Inflation just doesn't happen one time. We're looking for an increase to our general wage.
The MTA has said the union's 5% wage demand would mean a fair hike. We'll keep you updated on these talks. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for all the latest as the strike deadline approaches. NJT spiffs up. Governor Sherrill announced plans to improve service as the special World Cup rail tickets go on sale today. Yesterday, she gave details on a March executive order directing transportation officials to come up with a comprehensive plan to improve cleanliness, safety, reliability, and more. In a YouTube posting from Newark Penn Station, she said,
my budget, for the first time in decades, fully funds New Jersey Transit. We're bringing 250 new buses and 40 new rail cars into service this year, replacing the entire fleet by 2031.
The highest priority improvements could roll out as soon as next month. All of this as the special World Cup rail tickets go on sale today. They are now $98. That's down from the originally proposed $150 or $105. Sherrill says the upcharge is intended to make sure New Jersey residents don't pay the cost of hosting the games, and she continued to pressure FIFA to pay more. Normal round-trip fare for that runs about $13. Meantime, the city is making some bus service changes for the World Cup. A new eastbound bus lane in Queens is intended to speed service for the Q70 bus connecting LaGuardia to the subway system. Deputy DOT Commissioner Eric Beaton tells 1010 Winds they need to fix this before the travelers arrive.
Even on a regular day, that this bus is serving nearly 10,000 riders a day. And that's not just visitors from out of town. That's people who work at the airport, right? People who live in the community. And so we've already identified this as being a slow and unreliable portion of the route.
Also today, word that bus fares for fans attending the World Cup have been cut dramatically. The Athletic says the New York-New Jersey host committee cut fares from $80 to $20 for ticket holders traveling from three Manhattan locations to MetLife Stadium and added more capacity with yellow school buses for the games. They expect to move as many as 18,000 people on some days. This price cut comes after Governor Hochul kicked $6 million in state money into bringing down fares. Some of the money is dedicated to helping keep costs down for New Yorkers. An Inwood man is free after a court date on negligent homicide charges, accused of sparking a fire that killed three of his neighbors with a cigarette.
He was a tenant that lived in this Inwood building on Dyckman Street his entire life with his mother and sister. And now Victor Arias is facing criminally negligent homicide for allegedly flicking a lit cigarette, which sparked a fatal fire, killing three people and hospitalizing many others that lived in this building.
What do you have to say?
We're going to the right.
His attorney telling the judge he has no criminal history and will surrender his passport and have all of his electronic devices monitored. He ran out of the courtroom hand in hand with his sister and refused to say a word.
Multiple people died and were hospitalized. Do you have anything to say to your neighbors?
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, outside of Manhattan Criminal Court.
Police have their suspect in a Bronx arson that killed three men earlier this month. 45-year-old Danielle Santana of the Bronx turned himself in Monday to face arson and murder charges. He's accused of setting that fire early on May 6th on 3rd Avenue near East 140th Street in Mont Haven. The flames engulfed a deli and an apartment above, one victim found immediately, two others later found in the rubble. Two firefighters and an EMT were hurt fighting the fire. Investigators say video shows Santana spreading an accelerant and setting the blaze. His arraignment was pending late yesterday. Budget numbers are out. Mayor Mamdani outlined the plan yesterday after weeks of uncertainty about just how much state help the city would get.
Mayor Mamdani's $124.7 billion budget plan is possible after the state gave the city $4 billion to close a gap, which means
we made a choice to balance the budget without a property tax increase.
without slashing services, without drawing down the rainy day fund and retiree health benefit trust fund.
The mayor estimates the new tax on second homes worth more than $5 million will give the city $500 million.
I'm proud that together we have answered a call New Yorkers have rallied around for years. We will tax the rich.
The city is also hiring 1,000 more teachers, which will help follow the state law on class sizes. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Looks like Newark's mayor is coming back for another term. AP is projecting Roz Baraka will win re-election for a fourth term, defeating seven challengers in the crowded race to lead the state's largest city. Meantime, in Patterson, Andre Saia is declaring victory, becoming the first person to win three consecutive mayoral races in that city. Bergen Record City had a 900-vote lead, with just a few districts uncounted last night. A confrontation on a subway train in Harlem ended with a man stabbed in the back and police looking for two suspects. This happened just before 1:30 yesterday afternoon on a downtown number 4 train rolling into the 125th Street station. Police say the 29-year-old victim bumped into two guys dressed in all black with ski masks, sparking a confrontation. One of the suspects pulled a sharp object, stabbed him in the back. Both guys ran. Victim is expected to recover. No info on the suspects right now. No, we really can't have nice things. There's now a prom dress scam warning.
Pause before you pay. That warning coming straight from the BBB.
Online purchase scams in 2025 were listed as the number one scam at the BBB scam tracker.
You're hearing from their president and CEO, Claire Rosenzweig. The BBB and Visa putting consumers on notice about bait and switch prom dress websites.
Websites that look gorgeous. They are showing what appear to be high-end clothing, accessories.
But here's how they get you.
The sob stories. You go, oh, you know, well, maybe that's why the price is so low. So they try to convince you.
Yeah, she says they're going as far as providing a local address, one that doesn't exist. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Big changes coming to Lincoln Center. Governor Hochul and other leaders came out this week to break ground for an outdoor amphitheater that will seat up to 2,000 people. It is part of the Stavros Niarchos Foundation Lincoln Center West Initiative, all updating nearby Damrosch Park and turning the western side of the Performing Arts Complex into outdoor space. The project has $10 million in state funding. It'll include expanded green spaces and year-round community amenities on Amsterdam Avenue, like wider sidewalks, new benches, and improved bus stops. The design is expected to be completed by summer of 2028.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.